Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
We were debating how Thursday continues to refuse to be Friday.
No matter how much we try.
It's Friday Eve.
Yes.
And actually, so we've decided it is not Thursday's fault.
No, it's not.
Thursday usually delivers its promises of being Friday Eve. It's that Wednesday refuses to be Thursday.
Yeah, and that's the issue.
It's the hump day.
Yep, Wednesday's being stubborn.
It is. And we don't appreciate that. Things need to change these days. You have to modify on the fly. You got to become a curbside restaurant all of a sudden.
So has Wednesday become the new Tuesday?
Ooh, let's not, you know.
I'm starting to wonder that because Wednesday is just blah.
It's just in the middle. It's just sitting on itself. Man. I'm not sure.
But Tuesday is.
I know it's disrespectful to Wednesday, but I have to ask the question. We have to ask those tough questions.
We're getting into that Michael Jordan LeBron debate right there. I mean, that is just who the heck knows. Antoine, Zach, Monica in the house. Monica Brooks had what I would classify as a modern day nightmare the other night. Because it's a social media related nightmare.
Oh yes. Oh gosh.
I was like, do you even remember?
To sleep, woke up. Yeah, I know. I was like, what? But but I woke up out of my sleep thinking that I had posted and put pictures and all kinds of crap on my social media platforms. Like I felt like that was my dream.
So it's sort of like you hacked yourself, and then you wake up, and yes, the fear is, did I actually do it?
Uh-huh.
This? Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I woke up and I checked my Instagram, my Twitter account, and also Facebook, and I was like, "Did I post anything?" And I had like a panic attack for a second. Like, what was that? Was it a dream or did it actually happen? It was one of those.
Because then, nightmares. If it actually happened, how do you get out of it? I mean, a lot of celebrities or athletes, they say, oh, "I was hacked." I have yet to hear the excuse, "I was sleeping." Sleep posting.
Yeah, and I actually, I actually read a story the other day where a woman met a man and she wanted to Facebook search him. Like, okay, she wanted to figure him out and it wouldn't come up for whatever reason. She found out like 3 hours later, she got a text from her friend and be like, hey, who is Aaron whatever?
Sure.
And she's like, how do you know him? She goes, because that's your Facebook status right now. So instead of putting it in the search bar, she made it her status.
Yeah.
So it's just, for hours, her status was just the guy's name that she met the night before.
No. It's so easy to do.
Right now, it's so easy.
You know,
and you got your phone right next to you. Like just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of terrifying.
So be careful out there.
Yeah, you hear about all kinds of like, you know, we were talking about the weigh-ins guy when he stood up and he showed off all his stuff on
Keenan
Zoom
Ivory.
Whatever.
Oh yeah, he was on a Zoom and I guess like he had no pants on. He was bottomless on a
Completely.
Zoom.
No underwear.
I saw the video. Yeah. It was like all butt cheeks.
Okay. Well that's
and
his
it's like
fault.
When you do something but if you do something online, it's there forever. Yeah, you know, all it takes is that one screenshot.
I know and you can be diligent during your waking hours, but when you're asleep, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. Scare me. Jeez.
Don't be afraid.
I had a modern day nightmare last night too. It's the social distancing nightmare. I had a dream last night. It was a bizarre dream. I went on a date with Adele, the singer Adele.
Okay.
Yes, right. Which was kind of cool, and she seemed fun, and she looked great.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But when we first met up, and I gave her a hug, and she was like, "Oh, we're doing this now," and I'm thinking, "Oh no, we're hugging during the coronavirus. What's going on?" Yep. See.
Those nightmares.
Coronavirus is getting in my way of getting with Adele, and I don't appreciate that one bit.
She has to say hello from afar.
Oh, look at all right.
Yep. Oh,
you get them. You get early morning crickets.
I get crickets already.
Oh yeah, you're done. Yep.
I got the snare drum and the crickets.
It doesn't surprise me though. He's got a Cowboys sweatshirt on and a Yankees hat on. I mean, this is just
America's team.
This is
up
bottom
and down.
Of the barrel right here. Bang in the house. What's next there in the diamond of the day? What do you got?
This one husband, he is upset with his wife's new obsession.
All right. Yeah. She's obsessed. He's annoyed. Uh-huh. I'm already on his side. I don't even know what it is.
And I agree.
I have no reason. Yeah, exactly. What? Yeah, we'll find out. What is it next?
Hey! It's your thing in the morning. K92.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, the husband, he is upset with his wife's new obsession with houseplants. She won't stop buying plants. And now it's gone an extra step, like, you know, with plants, because she bought two massive plants. Like, I mean, they're the size of Gronk. Like,
okay.
These two massive plants, and they live in Australia. Uh-huh. So he posted pictures of the plants and said, I don't know what's going on. She won't stop. She
and,
said she
and these
the
are plants that are they're
plants.
In the house. Is that what you're saying?
They're in the house.
So these are giant, so, I mean, man-sized huge. Plants that are just
right.
all yeah. over the place.
They're wow. huge. And so someone mentioned, they said, well, we live in Australia, so you should worry about spiders coming out of those plants at night. And when he said that to her, she was upset and had him moving the massive plants outdoors.
Oh, now he's moving the massive plants outdoors.
Yes. See, we agree with him, Zach.
I knew it.
We agree
I
with
knew
him.
It. Yeah, not only did she have a bad idea, he's the one that had to clean up her spidery mess afterward.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had to clean it up. Because, you know, Australia, if you have a spider in your house, that's a big deal.
I find that for the most part, most people lack any ability to actually follow through on plants and gardening and stuff like that. And it happens this time of year, every single year in my house, my wife gets this whole, ooh, I'm going to plant this and I'm going to buy this plant. And we're going to do this. And I think to myself, why are you doing this? Why are you wasting it? All I got, then it's a job for me later yeah. when I got to clean up these
get rid of it.
Flower pots. They got a bunch of weeds in them. And she goes, oh yeah, I just stopped taking care of that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we noticed. Yeah. We noticed.
I'm well aware. And too many plants
but
in the
good
house.
You have intentions like you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to do.
But you got to start small, too. It's to start with one.
Yeah.
My wife, by the way, hurt my feelings because Valentine's Day, I decided, I said, you know what? Instead of buying flowers, I'm going to buy, there was this plant that was at the store. It looked nice. It was a cool little plant. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here you go. Here's your plant. She killed that thing. Killed it.
Oh.
Yeah. And then just threw it away. I'm like, nice.
Dead.
Way
just
to go.
Dead.
I know. Like, you couldn't water one plant of our love, and there you go, just ruining the whole thing.
It was a lot. She had a lot going on. Her schedule was busy.
It was pre-corona. Yeah. We did have stuff to do.
Yeah,
so,
like,
you know.
Had to go out, pick up kids, take kids places.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Now's the time to have your Amazon jungle in your house. Because you're not going anywhere.
It does. It gets really humid if you have too many plants
it
in
really
your house.
It really does. It's like your house turns into like a greenhouse.
Yeah. My mom used to have a lot of plants as a kid, and I know this because she would make me water all of them. That was my chore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. It was just there was so much humidity in the house all the time.
Like
yep. It was plants. And the ones that would have just like come down toward the ground. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I've always, as a kid, I was like kind of scared of plants because of the musical Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah. Feed me, Seymour.
Oh, man. I don't know why that it freaked me out so much as a kid.
Oh, because that plant ate people. Spoiler alert. I agree.
Feed me, Seymour.
Yeah, feed me. We learned a new word this week because, you know, when the kids are talking, they say stuff and we're not sure what it is. So we learned all about that. Also, are you at the end of your homeschooling rope? We'll get into that in the Scoopla. Then a very special celebrity impressions version of the backwards game.
Oh,
Monica, this is going to be good. So you and Antoine are going to have to impersonate Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Tyson, and the Queen of England.
Oh, the Queen.
Yeah. And Queen. Instead of me trying to do the impression, I have actual clips. Like, here's your Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get to the chopper!
Yeah, so what does that sound like backwards?
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. We'll do that 6:40 right here on K92. We learn stuff this week, because the kids, they teach you things.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, what was it? Was his name Liev Schreiber? Is that his name? The actor?
Yes.
He's Ray Donovan.
Yeah, I was thinking he was in the X-Men movie, but yes, he's Ray Donovan as well.
His 11 and 12-year-olds are on the TikTok, so they were showing him how to dance and stuff.
Okay.
The TikTok.
Yep, and Monica was learning from her 12-year-old about new words. Monica also, because we were talking about having a nightmare that she accidentally posted a bunch of sensitive material on social media. Now, do you remember from this dream, none of this actually happened, did you post things that were offensive or did you post things that were, you know, R+ rated?
Mm-hmm.
I believe they were R+ rated.
Okay.
Well,
it was just like, just what I posted, the comments and things that I made, and it was pictures. And stuff.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God.
Well, and we've talked about like how Facebook used to do it. Like when you were on Facebook, it would automatically pull up your camera roll.
Yep.
And ask you if you want to post a picture when you were just scrolling Facebook. And you're like, that could be dangerous.
I find too.
Yeah, very dangerous.
You know, sometimes you pick up your phone and it's on and it's active. I find that 95% of the time what it has defaulted to, and I do not believe this is an accident, is your camera.
Yeah.
It just goes and why?
It's like, we want a picture. Uh-huh. Take a picture of something.
It's trying to catch you in various stages of undress, and then Facebook will pull that thing immediately. Or, you know, the cloud is going to grab it and throw it on a screensaver on a TV in your house somewhere. Just trying to screw you over. So you got to watch out for that. But we learned all about getting shipped the other day. Didn't know about shipping.
Yeah, I thought it was just like when you order something on Amazon, it got shipped to you.
It's just select Prime, and it would be fulfilled. No, it's not that at all.
Because I feel like a fool when I'm talking to Ava sometimes, because Ava, she will use, you know, her friends, they have their own terms. And the other day we were watching, it was Twilight or something, and the couple, she was like, I ship them. What did you just say? And she said, I ship them. You don't know what I'm talking about? I support them being a couple.
I don't know that one, Ava.
Hey, that's a new one. Ship you. Friend,
she's like,
don't ship me, ship you.
I ship you. No, man, I feel like we're all just shipping each other.
No, I don't need to be shipped.
Yeah. We're shipping everything around here.
Yeah.
Oh, I just looked this up. This is a real thing.
Shipping?
As a verb, people usually declare their affinity for a certain pairing by saying something like, I ship character X and character Y.
Okay. And is it, do you do
They
it,
seem cute together.
UPS ground? Is it air?
I think it's USPS.
I'm not a huge fan of that one.
I'm not at all.
It's too close to other words.
Well, that too, and it's a, I guess it's short for relationship. You wouldn't say I relationship you.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Like, no, it's just, no. That's a no.
Hello there. I relationship you. How are you? But yeah, too close, too dangerous. Uh-huh. It's like flocking. I don't want to flock you either. It's too scary. I don't like it. What do Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Tyson, and the Queen of England sound like backwards? We're going to find out in just a few minutes.
I thought you were going to ask, what do they have in common?
They all are in the backwards game.
There you go.
Yep, there's that one, too. They will be here at 6:40.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
That's a little segment. Kind of call it because of the Rona.
Mm-hmm.
Really what happens is I get about 8 or 9 odds and ends stories that they're not full conversations, but they're interesting.
Yeah.
And you just kind of lump them all together. Homeschooling. How's it going at your house, Monica?
So far, it's still all right.
Are you over it?
You know, the kids. They probably are.
I didn't ask but, they are. Are you over it? Are you over it?
Oh, am I over it? A little bit, but I still know that I have to do it. So,
yeah.
Or I need to do it.
Look at you being all politically correct with your answer.
Right, because she's over it.
Look at you.
I have a friend that was saying yesterday, she's so over it and she's done fighting her youngest in particular. She's been doing his homework. She's like, I'm just doing it.
Oh,
I don't
care. Gracious.
I don't care. I don't want to fight with him anymore. So, yes, I'm home doing fractions and I'm just not even going to apologize for it.
Ew.
My son is living his best life, man. You know what time he woke up yesterday? What time do you think? Go for it. Take it.
Noon.
Living his best life. Yep. I was going to say around noon. I was going to say 11.
You're saying 11. The correct answer was 11:40 a.m. So, Monica, you are correct.
The closest.
And it was only because I woke him up because I went upstairs to make sure he wasn't dead or had a fever or anything like that. 11:40.
I remember those days.
He slept 8 more hours than I did. He slept an entire night's worth of sleep.
Was he up late?
No, I mean, he was up later than me, but it was probably, I don't know, 9:30. So homeboy slept.
Partying.
Oh, goodness. My God, it was.
He was partying last night or that night.
He missed the party in his room.
Exactly. Yeah, DJ, out, disco sleeping. Ball.
Ay, ay, ay. That's impressive. But yeah, he's the one that we're done with the homeschooling. My daughter's easy. If I said, look, go upstairs and write me a 10-page report because the teacher said, she'd just go do it.
Knock it out.
Yeah, she'd probably do that. Yeah. I would say, look, read your own rough draft and correct it. Okay. He, on the other hand.
The youngest, the youngest is Hendrix. He's difficult. He can be difficult. And there's times when I'm like, all right, it's time to start your lesson. I know that sounds old school.
Very.
But
actually, it sounds ancient, ancient history.
And there's been 3 times that he's fell to his knees crying. It is very dramatic. And he's like, no.
Yeah,
maybe. And falls to his knees.
Maybe he thought he was in drama class.
Maybe.
That's a class in school. Maybe you have a young thespian.
He's improv-ing, Monica, go with it. Jeez.
That's what it is.
Lennon does, and you know what? I bet Hendrix does this, too. I think it's a youngest thing. He acts every day like this hasn't happened before. Every single day. Okay, you have to write in your journal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is. What does that mean? Like, this is the same conversation we had yesterday. Write in your journal. How do you do it? Oh. I bring this up because there's some, the town in Connecticut got a call about a disturbance at someone's house. Turns out the person's 5-year-old was throwing a tantrum because he didn't want to do his reading lessons while being homeschooled. Cops explained to him how important school is. Oh, and now he's on board. Boy, they'll listen to anybody but their parents.
Anybody. Everybody but their parents.
Tell you what.
They'll take them to Target. They'll listen to the cashier there.
So they're saying the Rona is going to change one thing forever, and that is the toilet. specifically public toilets.
Okay.
Well, because, and I don't know why we didn't care about this before, but as is, science is very easy and obvious here that when a public toilet flushes, plumes of bacteria go shooting in the air.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is not new. This is just science. Ancient science right here. But now they're saying that since the flush can kind of shoot tons of droplets into the air, they're going to start moving toward things like lids on public toilets, more no-touch flushing, putting more space between stalls, all the stuff we probably should have had.
I just hate public toilets in general.
Oh, my God. I do, too.
I know.
Good gracious.
When North Carolina, everybody got all uptight about the public restrooms and who gets to go where and all those things. I said, are we forgetting the point that I try to avoid all public restrooms as much as humanly possible? So I don't care.
Can I get a pocket toilet that I can take with me and unfold?
Speaking of the bathroom, Ryanair, that's one of those discount airlines. It's in Europe.
Okay.
I mean, it really does. It sounds like it's a guy named Ryan who bought some planes.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. It's the one where they've been sort of revolutionary and always having ridiculous charges. They're the ones that say, okay, well, a suitcase is $25 and a carry-on is $10 and your phone is $9, like that kind of thing.
All right.
They are going to require everyone to ask permission to go to the bathroom moving forward.
You got to raise your hand like you're in class?
Yes.
What if they say no?
I don't know. What if they say no?
I'm going. That's the thing. You can't stop me from going. You just pretty much can tell me where to go.
Now, the argument, and I understand it, is what they want to eliminate is people standing in the aisles now waiting to use the restroom because, you know, they want to just keep everybody distant. So I guess you're going to raise your hand. You're going to say, okay, you're number 7, I guess. They hand you out a little card. Number.
Like a DMV.
Yeah, exactly. And it is. Flying is like the DMV. Unpleasant. So it makes total sense. The backwards game is next. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Tyson, and the Queen of England.
The Queen.
You will do celebrity impressions. It's clips of those people because what fun is it? I mean, if you listen to my bad impression of Mike Tyson, I want you to sound like the actual Mike Tyson. So I dug up one of his greatest quotes of all time. I'm not even sure what he's saying forward. So what is it going to sound like when it's backwards? We will find out next. Celebrity edition of the Backwards game is about to happen. We have a brand new birthday scam that's on the way. And I've been sitting on this one for a while. Because it had to do with somebody's wedding.
Okay.
It was pre-corona. It took me a while to get everything cleared and permissions and delays and blah, blah, blah. But they're actually using Freddie Mac as their DJ.
All right.
So I have called to let them know that I am Chad, DJ Chad.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm from Freddie Mac Entertainment. Because, well, Monica, Freddie Mac, he's busy. He's got another event. So I'm going to go ahead and be her DJ instead. Problem is, all my experience comes from strip clubs. That's it. That's all I have. So she's not too happy about it.
I will be going elsewhere. I will fire this whole entertainment company. Tell Freddie Mac I'm going to call him or email him, and I need a new DJ.
Now, hang on. What if I told you, in addition to those songs, I also have this? Ooh. What do I have?
What do you have? I thought you were about to play it. I got so caught in it. I was like, what do you have?
Did I cost Freddie Mac a grand in somebody's gig, too? Who knows? We'll find out.
The Backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Now, this is a very exciting special edition of the Backwards game. And I just have a feeling that this is a theme that will come back at times during the Backwards game. Celebrity impressions.
All right.
Because I think it's going to be fun. I might be wrong. 5 minutes from now, I might think, okay, we're never doing that again.
We'll see.
Okay.
I have faith.
So Antoine and Monica here in the game. And you know what, Monica? I will give you the choice. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. She will go first. These are all celebrities. We have Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Tyson, and then the Queen of England. So I will play you the clip of the person. And you just have to then hear it backwards 2 times. Try to do your best impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger, where it's forward.
Get to the chopper!
I believe, Monica, your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, that line is from.
Predator?
Yeah, Predator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper. So you will hear it 2 times backwards, and then we will flip you around and see if you sound anything like, get to the chopper! Here it is, backwards, time 1. Some yelling, some guttural feelings there. Time 2. Okay. It felt empty to me, just a little bit.
I know.
It had a thinness to
Maybe
it.
Maybe because of the music, because there's like some background music with his.
Oh, sure. Blame the music.
I'd like some music. I need some music.
Okay. Oh, you need music too. Okay.
I need some music.
She's like, I can't be dramatic without my dramatic music.
Fair point.
Antoine, you will hear it two times backwards as well. Get to the chopper, and then we'll hear what you sound like. Here we go. Time one. It's very strong. And Monica, hers was just, it was thin. It had a weakness to it. Let's see. Yours was worse.
It's kind of hard to hear it with the music.
You think so?
Yeah.
I heard,
it was kind of hard to hear.
All right, both of you, just a couple of things.
It's the music, man.
It's the music.
It's distracting.
You know, this is one of those ones where people, they start setting themselves up ahead of time so they have a good excuse later. Well, you know, I would have done better, but coronavirus.
Yeah, Monica agrees. Teamwork.
Okay, fine. You know, this is one of those ones where it's not teamwork, it's ganging up. Here's Monica's. Let me go ahead and turn it on. Here's Monica's.
Yo, Vashuze.
It hurts. It just didn't feel strong to me.
It did feel like empty calories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yours sounded bad, so we'll see. Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper!
It's not bad.
It's still, I still see what you're saying with the lightness of it.
Get to the chopper!
It's an Oreo thin right there.
It's polite. I mean, yeah. Monica, you're being chased by the predator. He's trying to kill all of you, and you're like, hey, could you get to the helicopter?
Hey,
that'd be great.
Yes, everyone, one by one.
What time does this plane leave? I'm just wondering. Yes, could I board now? I have a stroller.
I like to check in.
Yes, okay. Antoine!
Yeah, that's bad.
Yours has more power to it. But I don't know what you're saying.
I don't either.
Get to the chopper!
Get to the sha-sha!
Well, hers is polite, but it's still better, so I'm going to go with...
Correct!
Monica Brooks, round one.
Good job, Monica.
Okay, so that's your Arnold Schwarzenegger. We're doing Arnold, then we're doing Mike Tyson, and then we will have the Queen of England for the final one. Mike Tyson has said a lot of things in his life.
He has.
And I'm not sure if he remembers half of them. So this is one of the legendary quotes after some boxing match. It was just ridiculous when he says...
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
There you go.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Something like that. My style is impetuous. My whatever. Okay. Yeah. So, Antoine, you're going to hear it two times backwards.
Headphones off.
Headphones off for Monica. What does Mike Tyson sound like? Here's time one. He's got his hands in the air. All right, focus. Here we go.
It's so much going on, and then it's funny.
Headphones on.
Oh. Take them back off.
Antoine had a disaster because he couldn't stop laughing in the middle of it. I'm trying to figure out where does it stop.
It's a bad.
Okay, there's where it's.
Where does it start? Do you know where that?
There.
Did you figure that part out? I didn't.
Oh my god. Okay, that was great. All right, Monica, you're gonna hear it two times backwards. I can't wait to hear what my Antoine sounds like. Remember, entertainment value matters in all of these rounds.
Entertaining. Good gracious.
And also, since Monica won the other round, Antoine's gonna win this one anyway. So here we go. My style is impetuous. My blah 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 blah. Here we go.
Oh god.
I love it. Here we go. Time two.
I don't know.
No, you don't.
You gave it a better shot than I did.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
You gave it a better shot than I did.
Okay, so again, we're listening for it. My style is impetuous.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Defense is impregnable.
Yes.
Don't worry, followed up. I'm going to eat your children, by the way. That was that same one. Okay, so Antoine gave us.
Oh, man.
So what happened, guys, is my internet connection started cutting out.
That's what it was. You were buffering. That's very simple.
Happened, guys.
He had no service. He had only had one bar.
Only had one bar.
Okay. Here we go.
Can you switch? Can you reverse it now, please?
Yeah, I did it. Yep. Lovely.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yes, I hear it too. I totally hear it. Let's hear what Monica had. Heard something about the river dance in there, which I did appreciate the Irish dancing. Here we go. Yeah, I mean, clearly Antoine.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thought Mike Tyson was in the studio.
Spot on. I know. It was amazing.
Duh, guys.
So good at it.
Yeah.
Okay. 5G.
Third and final round. The Queen of England. Forward is... I'm the Queen of England. That's an actual clip of the Queen of England.
When did she say that?
Really?
She says it all the time. Listen to her.
I'm the Queen of England.
Yep, she says it all the time.
Sounds just like the Queen.
She's it in does. Line at Starbucks.
You know, for the record, that does sound exactly like the Queen. Okay. Monica, you're going to hear it two times backwards. I'm the Queen of England. Oh, look, see, she's back in the room again. Here we go. Time one backwards is... Time two. I like it. It's got a little Mary Poppins to it, which is good because that's, you know, the Queen does have that Mary Poppins. It's got that British glow. Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber. Are you ready to be the Queen?
I am.
Anyone can be the Queen. Here we go. Backwards. First time. That QU is weird when it goes backwards. Here we go. Not bad, I think. I don't know.
I have no clue.
No, of course not. No, you do not. If you had a clue, you'd be unstoppable at this
game. That is true.
It would be amazing. Okay, Monica Brooks are listening for I'm the Queen of England. She gave us... Yes, of course.
That's very soft.
Let's reverse it around. I'm the Queen of England. Okay.
Not bad. I heard the England. I definitely think I heard England.
Yeah. Both of our Queen of England. Here we go. Antoine.
Oh, my goodness.
Cute. Yours is very cute. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to Monica Brooks, the Queen of England.
Monica
is your winner. Big winner in the game. You're the Queen of England. That's good.
It was impressive.
Yeah, and it was like she was in the room.
This round.
It's crazy.
Today's
round.
Game was.
It was something else.
It was a little rough for the kid over here.
I told you, we're going to have to do this again. Get some Kardashian talking. They got weird voices. Get Kanye in here screaming and being crazy.
That was a struggle for me.
There are so many options here and opportunities in the backwards game. Okay, brand new birthday scam. DJ Bad Chad on the way. Now a celebrity is being accused of stealing a recipe.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Claims that Chrissy Teigen's banana bread is stolen from somebody else.
No.
Yeah.
Not Chrissy.
Yes, Chrissy.
She would never.
She might. I don't know. Recipes is a weird one for me because you sit there and say, you stole my recipe. I'm thinking, well, you can't own ingredients, you know?
How
you can't say I was the first person to ever do this
banana bread
recipe. Yeah.
And it's banana bread.
It's banana bread.
Yeah, there's claims that a banana bread that was made by a man named Chef Mike. Chef Mike was the original cooker of said banana bread. And somebody on Twitter accused Chrissy Teigen of stealing that recipe and putting it in her cookbook Cravings. And she says no.
Okay.
No.
What's different about it?
Exactly. Those are my questions. Where if I take up all the ingredients of banana bread and I put them together and I say, hey, here's my recipe for banana bread. And somebody else says, well, that's my recipe. Well, yeah, it's banana bread.
Yeah. It's only that everybody makes it pretty much the same way.
Unless Chef Mike is putting in, say, like his bits of his own hair. Like if he puts his own hair in there.
So Chrissy Teigen went and got his brush.
Right. That's definitely his banana bread. I don't really want his banana bread. Yeah. Somebody on Twitter claimed that she stole this recipe. She says, I have never heard of this Chef Mike person. I have no idea. That person goes on to claim, yes, you do. Chef Mike made this banana bread for you and your family. But she claims still again that she's never heard of this person.
But even still, you can make it this. Did he give the recipe when he made it for her family? Because if not, then she's just guessing.
But what if she went online, a copycat recipe? You know, they show you, they teach you how to make General So's chicken at your house. Does that count? I don't know.
It does not.
Because again, those people, they put out copycat recipe cookbooks. Here's the copycat recipe. So yeah, I don't know. The recipes is a weird one for me because I get it. You could say I could flat out go to a cookbook, take all the ingredients, and say, hey, look, it's my meatloaf recipe. But unless they're doing something unique that they've invented themselves, I don't know how you own the whole thing. I'm not sure.
Number two
trending today. They're saying restaurants, or at least there's a restaurant in D.C., and this is a Michelin star restaurant. So that means super fancy, highfalutin restaurant. When they are able to reopen with levels of social distancing, they say they're going to put mannequins at some of the tables to, quote, make diners feel more comfortable.
No, thank you.
I like it.
No, thank you.
You like it, Monica?
No, you like it.
There's a little creep factor to it, but I like it.
Yeah. You like it because you can go there without Hendrix, because you said it. He was scared of mannequins.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
That'd be great. See, finally, you get to have date night out because your son will want nothing to do with his restaurant. I don't understand the
whole,
like
it.
We're going to
like
do
it.
This to make people feel more comfortable. A bunch of mannequins sitting around pretending to eat does not make me feel comfortable.
Do you want that job?
It's different.
To have to put the mannequins out every day?
No, I don't.
Because obviously they're going to have to change clothes.
And
they're going to have to be in different positions. Like somebody's going to have to be like at the kiosk. Somebody's going to have to be in the bathroom line.
I guess is it also
somebody has a spill on their outfit, you know?
Oh, my God. And then it's like you got to clean the mannequins eventually. And do they have real food with them, or is it mannequin food? These are other questions.
And it's funny because Monica said she's definitely down for this, and you sound at least intrigued by it.
No, I don't like it.
And I Am Legend by Will Smith.
Uh-huh.
He went to a movie store, like a Blockbuster, and he had set up mannequins in different places to make it seem like it was real.
So thank you for fortifying the fact that I hate this idea, because it's creepy.
It's a good idea.
And it's like that movie. The other one I saw, and people are talking about, oh my God, this is such a great idea, is building these little biodome huts over the the tables.
Oh, yes.
And they say, oh, it's a great idea for restaurants to do. I'm like, yeah, sure. How much does it cost to build one of those? And how many of them are you going to build? Because you know what? Restaurants right now are totally flush with cash, in case you're wondering.
They have so much extra money.
Yes, they've been sitting on millions of dollars just waiting to build greenhouses over everybody's head.
Number one
trending. This might be the reality show that a lot of people feel they were born to compete in. This reality show, the competition.
Okay.
It's on YouTube.
All right.
It's called Sleeping with Friends.
What?
Okay.
And sleeping. You sleep. It's actual sleeping.
Okay.
It's not, and you don't, you know, it's not mashing of the potatoes of any kind. It's a YouTube competition show called Sleeping with Friends, where producers film people in bed strapped with gadgets to their forehead that track their brain waves. And then they wake up to find out how much REM sleep they got. You know, the good sleep.
Uh-huh.
And if you got the most, you win.
Oh, wow.
That's it?
Yeah.
How do you practice? You can't practice for this.
No, you can't. And I can tell you this.
You have it or you don't.
And right now, I love, Monica and I have sleep number beds, and I love them. But they have a thing called Sleep IQ technology, which works for some people. It does not work for me, because what happens is when you sleep, it monitors your heart rate and your breathing and everything, and it gives you a score in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I had to turn it off because I was so obsessed with my score. Like, what was I going to get in the morning that it was causing me to not be able to sleep as well? Because I was worried about my score, Antoine.
So tonight's Zach Jackson would be in competition with last night's
Correct.
Zach Jackson.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that sounds stressful.
And what would happen to you, it was very stressful, because if you woke up in the middle of the night, you thought, oh God, the bed's going to know and I'm going to get a lower score. And then it was hard to go back to sleep, but you didn't want to move, because you knew if you moved, that would make your score go lower. So then your arms would be totally asleep.
But now is the time to take advantage of that, so you can sign up for this YouTube thing, you know, and win.
Get your practice runs in.
No, I won't win, because I'll be stressed out about winning, and that's going to cause me to not sleep. I can't do it. This game is not for me.
This is not for you.
No,
you're too competitive.
No, I am too competitive. You know what is for me? A brand new birthday scam.
Yes.
Because I am a hot new wedding DJ. DJ Bad Chad. I'm making the transition from pole to, what's it, aisle, I guess? They walk down the aisle, right?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. From pole to aisle. Okay. DJ Bad Chad. Brand new birthday scam. Next on with Thang. I've been having dreams. Coming up, we're going to build our quarantine. So we're getting a cook, we're getting a maid, and we're getting a significant other. All characters from actual, you know, TV shows and stuff that were the cook, the maid, and the significant other. We will build those. If you missed the backwards game and you want to know what Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Tyson, and the Queen of England sound like backwards, it is already up on our podcast for an instant replay. So you can go get that now on iTunes. Brand new birthday scam now.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Today's birthday scam is on Kelly, and it's from her fiance, Ben. And I've been sitting on this one for a while because they have Freddie Mac booked as their wedding DJ. And then stuff got delayed and whatever. So I finally got clearance to air it from them. So I'm calling to let her know that I will actually be the one handling things on the day of the wedding. Problem is, I don't have a lot of the music she wants because I've mostly DJed strip clubs until recently. So here we go. DJ Bad Chad, birthday scam on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
What up, what up, what up?
Excuse me?
Hey, is this Kelly?
Who's this?
Hey, this is the Chad. I'm calling from DJ Freddie Mac Entertainment. You're doing your wedding with us, right?
Yes. I'm doing the wedding. Mm-hmm. I've been back and forth with Freddie Mac, though, so who are you?
Chad.
Okay. Freddie Mac's doing our wedding.
He is.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, when I mean he is Freddie Mac Entertainment. He has a roster of talented DJs who handle the events of the company, and I am one such talented DJ, and I will be gracing you with the Chad for your special day. Yay!
So wait, so Freddie Mac isn't going to be there, but I thought he was going to be there.
Nah, girl, we got this other event that day, too. 700 people. He'll be there, but it's all good. I've been DJing for years. I got you, girl. You're going to have a day you ain't never going to forget. Trust me, everyone here at Freddie Mac Entertainment is highly qualified and fantastic.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I'm going through your list and everything. Says here your first dance song is going to be All of Me by John Legend.
That's right.
Don't have it.
What do you mean you don't have it?
I don't have it in my library of songs.
Okay, so download it.
Download it? What's that?
You know, like, you put it in your iTunes library or...
iTunes? Girl, no. No real DJ is using iTunes. I come correct.
Okay, what is that? Coming correct? Like, what is that?
It means I got my big binder with all my CDs in it, and I bring the party.
Wait, you still use CDs?
Well, of course I'm using CDs. I'm not going to transfer all those things to no computer. Mm-hmm. Besides, this way I get the feel of the crowd. I get the people going.
Yes.
I don't know a DJ that uses CDs.
Anyway, so I don't have that song you're talking about. What about when all your bridesmaids come out? I'll hit the people with Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yes. Absolutely not.
The crowd loves that song. What do you mean?
No, we're not doing that. I'm going to email Freddie Mac.
No. Hang on. I got plenty of other songs. Don't worry. We won't do that one. I got Juvenile, Back That Ass Up, Lil Jon, yeah. Get Low. Uh-huh. I got the Damn, Use a Sexy Chick. You got that one? You like that one?
No, we're not doing any of those songs. They're not on my list. And what kind of wedding DJ does, you know, Girls, Girls, Girls?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of new to the wedding game. Most of my experience comes from the pole.
So you DJ at, like, strip clubs or whatever?
Well, yeah, gentlemen's clubs, exotic dancing. Yeah. But I'm entering the wedding game now. So you'll just have to bear with me through the transition just a little bit.
You know what? I'm not having a strip club DJ at my wedding. Tell Freddie Mac I'm going to call him or email him, and I need a new DJ.
Now, hang on. What if I told you, in addition to those songs, I also have this?
No. I will be going elsewhere. I will fire this whole entertainment company. This is stupid. Tell Freddie Mac I want to speak to him immediately.
Okay, wait. Don't fire Freddie Mac. It's a birthday scam. It's not real. It's Zach from
K92.
Hi.
That was close.
Hi, happy birthday.
No, I didn't, no.
Breathe. It's okay. It's all good.
Are you kidding me? I should have known when you said CDs.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
How dare you judge the binder?
No.
Oh, the binder.
I had one of those.
Antoine's starting his mobile DJ business. Are you going to have the binder? Are you going to bust out the binder of CDs?
I am not going to bust out the binder.
Are you going to play music off of Tidal?
I will play music off of Tidal.
Oh, same thing. That's the digital version. All right, there's your birthday scam. Trapped in quarantine. You need your quarantine.
I like it.
Yeah.
Get on the shirt.
That would be. I'm sure it is on a shirt.
A quarantine.
Yep. Yeah.
Monica, her quarantine right now is her and her 5-year-old, who is he's up early today, man.
Yes.
He has a long day ahead of him.
Yes. Oh, man. Video gaming.
Yes.
Monica needs my kid because he slept till 11:40 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But
mine are up early.
Yeah, my daughter is. But again, when you, because you're a 12-year-old, she gets up early. She doesn't come down and immediately try to drive you crazy.
No, she's just upstairs. He's up.
Yeah.
He comes down to interact with his mother because he missed her while he slept last
night. That sounds like someone.
Monica, give him a hug. Give him a hug.
No hugs in quarantine. That was a rule. So we're building a quarantine this morning.
Yes.
And what we were thinking is we need a cook.
Yes, we do.
We need a maid / butler. And we need a significant other. We need companionship. We need food. And we need someone else to do the laundry. So we're going to try to build our teams.
Okay.
And when we say cook, maid, and significant other, these are from people, the characters.
And TV shows.
The cook, the maid, the significant other. And Monica, this was your idea. So, we can roll. Should we do it where each person shares all three? Or do we want to go by? Let's go by category.
I say category.
Okay. I feel like Monica and I are going to have the exact same cook in our house. So we're going to have to fight over which one of us actually gets her. That is my guess. Who's your cook, Monica?
Well, you said from TV shows.
Yes.
So I was like going for actual TV show, Ina Garten.
That's all right. That is my answer as well. Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa.
That's my girl. Yes, Barefoot Contessa. So
yeah, Ina Garten is a Food Network chef. She hosts the show called The Barefoot Contessa.
Okay,
and she's amazing.
Oh yeah, A number one. Ina would be my girl.
Oh, I see her.
What'd you say, Monica?
She's going to have to do a split shift or something because, I mean,
what do you mean?
She has to cook. She has to be my cook.
For both of you.
Oh,
split
I see what
between
you're
the two of you guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, you know what? She can do your, like, stupid brunch or whatever, and then she can come over to my house for the real meals. That's what it is. Yeah, Ina Garten all day long for me and Monica. Antoine, right. Who's yours?
I want my cook to be able to share stories. I want to be able to chat with my cook while they're cooking stuff. And I'm going with Martha Stewart.
Okay.
I want to hear about when she was in prison. Right. I want to hear what it's like to work with Snoop Dogg while she is also making her delicious meals.
Okay.
So I'm with Martha Stewart.
You know, the knock on Martha is she's got a website, Everyday Living.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've tried any recipes from there, I find them to be a bit bland and pedestrian, Antoine.
Well, we'll spazz it up a little bit.
And she's old now. She's like 80.
She's cooking.
Got it.
I just need somebody to cook.
I know, but then she's always going to want to have to sit down, or she's going to serve you dinner at 4:00, whether you like it or not. You're going to have to deal with that, too.
Yeah, Ina's always making drinks.
Oh, yeah. I see Ina makes cocktails.
Always.
Ina will have the whole garden outside that she'll take care of,
right,
too. She makes she can make the greatest mac and cheese. She has that recipe. Oh,
she
man.
She is good. She's on point. I do want to know who's picking Sandra Lee. Because I want to talk to you.
Fools.
Someone texted.
Yeah, texted.
And at Tablescape.
52353 if you'd like to weigh in. Sandra Lee, who actually used to date the governor of New York City, Cuomo.
Yeah.
She had a show.
What a hot couple,
for
though.
14 years they were together.
She had the worst cooking show. It's where I first started hate watching the Food Network, was her semi-homemade cooking was the name of the show. Worst show ever. And then she would do these.
And look at this Tablescape.
The Tablescape, where she would you would have to decorate your table in the most ridiculous designs. No one would ever do. There are always name tags, too. Here's where so-and-so is going to sit.
Sounds fancy to me, guys.
It's not fancy. It's where someone who's not fancy tries to look like they're fancy. It was the worst.
And she had a heavy hand. She would pour a heavy hand of liquor into whatever.
She did. Yeah, there was that. But you know what? She also had a heavy hand with sauces and jellies. It was always way too much of those. So, okay.
Sandra,
we've established our cooks. Again, you can weigh in at 52353. Let's get to the help, man. Who's your maid? Your butler? Antoine, go ahead. Who's yours?
I think my butler, without any secret, is Jeffrey from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Of course.
Jeffrey made drinks. Jeffrey, had a little sass to him so I could go back and forth.
Yeah.
But you could tell he was part of the family. He had one of those personalities where he's part of the family.
See, again, Monica, I think bad choice by Antoine, because I found Jeffrey to not be good at his job. He was always shirking his duties on that show.
On when?
Mm-hmm.
Point out a single. You can't point out an instance where that house was dirty or the kids were hungry or the laundry wasn't done.
That's true.
You cannot point. Don't you bring Jeff. Jeffrey went to butlering school in Oxford.
I think Viv was doing it.
He had a son that went through the school that he went, no, nah, you're going to leave Jeffrey alone.
I just didn't appreciate his attitude. You're
nah,
the help.
He did have attitude.
Don't you sass me. You're the help.
He did have attitude.
Monica, who's your help? Who's yours?
I'm going with Alfred.
Oh,
Batman.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
He's a good one.
Yeah, because he knows his stuff. He's on his game. Yeah. He has your back for sure.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
That actually might be the best answer of all of them.
Alfred's pretty good.
Did we decide, or is it TV or is it TV or a movie? Is it either one?
I just think any kind of character.
Okay, because then I want I want that maid from Clue, that movie Antoine made us watch.
Oh, good gracious.
I pick her.
You are terrible.
Yes, he is.
Bouncy maid.
Yes, he is.
You are terrible. She didn't clean up anything. She just bounced.
That's okay. I'll let it go because you know what? My backup was J-Lo from Made to Order. That was my other one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Made in Manhattan, you mean?
Whatever. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm not picking her. I'm picking the one from Clue. What was her name?
I have no clue, but we looked her up the other day.
The May. Yvette? Maybe?
The Bouncy
Yes,
maid.
Yvette. Yes. I thought you meant her real name. I had no clue what her real name was.
I need her from the movie Clue, not 40 years down the road. Okay. Final. Your significant other. So this is someone they have to be like a TV husband. Or a TV wife or movie, I suppose, too. So it's the character. It's not the actor. Yeah. It's the character. Monica Brooks, who's your man?
I'm going with Mr. Sheffield from The Nanny.
Mr. Sheffield
from The Nanny. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. I know
Nanny
what you're talking
friend.
About. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I never watched that show. So what is it about him? You tell me why, because I don't know anything about this person.
Well, he was sexy with, he had a little bit of everything.
Okay.
And he was a little bit of emotion. He was all about Fran. He was, I don't know.
He was charming.
I liked him.
Okay. He was charming.
And I guess he was rich since he had a
nanny.
He
was also rich, because he had all these kids.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Antoine?
I am going with Claire Huxtable.
Oh, man.
Claire Huxtable, she's a lawyer. So it's like she's super smart. She was funny. She could discipline when she needed to be.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let you go have big fun with the wretched in Baltimore, Maryland. I just love Claire.
See, again, I feel like it's a trifecta of wrong answers by Antoine.
What's wrong with Claire?
Man.
Wrong.
I don't know. She's not sexy.
Very
homely.
Yes, she is.
Very
homely. Oh, Felicia Rashad is sexy.
I don't know.
Even today, I'll take Felicia Rashad at mid-60s, whatever she is.
Monica.
What?
Felicia Rashad? I'll show you the picture. I'll send pictures.
But it's not Felicia Rashad. It's Claire Huxtable.
And Claire Huxtable was sexy to me.
I don't know.
Was beautiful. You know what? You know what? She wasn't sexy. She was beautiful.
She was gorgeous.
She was beautiful.
She was
Taylor
a bride.
Swift is cute.
Right.
Yeah. She's very attractive.
You know what I found her
like
to be? She was a handsome woman, I believe is what it was.
Oh, that was rude.
What?
Well,
no.
So I believe, Antoine, you missed the definitive answer.
Who's
I have
the
chosen.
Definitive answer?
I'm picking Sofia Vergara on Modern Family.
No, I'm good.
So you're going with Bouncy House. Yep.
The monkey. Yes.
Zach doesn't want to have a single conversation with anybody who's in the house right now.
I don't want to do that now.
He picked everybody off of looks. Nothing about personality.
Yes.
There is no depth to any of his choices of his quarantine.
Ina Hartman Garten has all my depth. Thank you very much.
There is no depth. Yeah. Zach is very shallow, everybody.
I don't need it. Yep, and I'm going to get Dave's Moonwalks to come. We are going to have bounce houses every single day in my quarantine. Best team ever.
Be better than Zach, people.
Don't. There's no reason to. Stay at home. Happy hour right at 8 o'clock. We'll set the tone for your day. 4 party songs, get you going, get the people going. Also, the birthday scam, DJ Bad Chad. Now, come on down.
Woo!
Y'all are the next contestants.
Pick me.
On the Craigslist Price is Right. Antoine, I will pick you.
Come on down. Yes.
Price is Right's going to be interesting whenever that resumes, because no one's going to be
like. How are
they
going to do that?
How are they going to do that?
Six seats between everybody.
Yeah. And then you come and you sit. You just point at Drew Carey. You don't get to give him a hug. Uh-huh. You don't get to do anything. I can imagine that a couple of game shows, sort of the ones like that, they're going to probably do where they have contestants just in one location. And then, Drew Carey somewhere else and they show him the price. Because you can play Prices Right from your house.
Yeah, you can.
We're playing it right now.
Virtual game.
So we'll see how that goes. So I have trolled the internet for 3 different items. Antoine and Monica will guess the correct asking price. These are real items. These are all local items as well. Antoine, you will get to go first today in the Craigslist Price is Right. What would you pay for a stack of Playboys and penthouses?
Oh, boy.
That's right. More than 40 issues, good to excellent condition, of Playboy and Penthouse magazines.
from the 1990s. There's some from 95 and 96, and then some 2002, and then I guess they dip back in 2007. Like, you know what? I'm going to get back into Penthouse again. Let me go ahead and do that.
Right.
How much would you pay
for somebody else's magazine?
Cash only. Will not ship.
You got to come pick them up.
Oh, it says local pickup only. Meet in public place. Like, okay. No, we're going to.
This has become very awkward.
Meet in backyard shed. Grody.
And how many did you say? 40?
It says more than 40.
More than 40.
Will not separate.
So it could be 43. All right.
He says worth way more individually on eBay.
Really?
Which is how I'll list them here if no one here grabs him. It's a threat from this. He's very demanding, this individual.
I don't like this seller.
Yeah.
All right, I'm locked.
Okay. Antoine, what would you pay for a stack of old nudie magazines?
I'm assuming they'll be somewhere around $1 a magazine. Okay. So I'm going $50.01.
$50.01. Monica!
I think they're really pushy and everything, so $115.
Okay, $115. I think they want a lot of money.
Closest public.
Yeah, meet in public. Stand there. I will leave them on the floor.
With cash.
Yeah. You will be. The correct price is $40. And correct. It was. Oh. He said less than $1 each.
There you go.
$40. And as he's saying, this is an investment because then you can sell them individually on eBay to make extra money.
Oh, he's trying to set you up,
I guess. Yeah,
something that he wouldn't do.
I think he is trying to set you up, but not in the way you think. I don't know. Okay. So that, my friends, is round one. Round two. Antoine and Monica, Craigslist Price is Right. We have the stay-at-home happy hour.
Yes.
Like the backwards game. No, it's a stay-at-home happy hour. What would you pay for a hose hideaway?
A what?
Yeah, hose hideaway. You know, you got your hose.
Like a garden hose, correct? Just making sure.
Duh.
All right, I just wanted to make sure.
I mean, what else would it be?
I don't know.
This is the Suncast Garden Hose Hideaway.
Okay.
So it's one of the, you know, the cubbies, and the hose is in there, and you pull the hose out.
They are very convenient.
Right. So it's your hose house. It's a little house.
Oh, okay.
You know, the lid lifts up, and you can pull it out. It says, good condition, doesn't leak, system drained before freezing weather, includes garden hose.
Comes with the garden hose, too.
So you get your hose hideaway, and then you get with bonus hose.
I'm locked.
Okay. Monica is locked.
I'm locked.
Antoine. All right. Monica, what would you pay for the hose hideaway plus hose?
$57.
$57. Antoine.
All right. I said $72.10.
$72.10. Well, y'all are way high. Closest is the $25.
Correct.
Right. Monica Brooks. And you get a free hose with this. Kind of a bargain right there. We move now to the final round. What would you pay? This is a collector's item.
All right.
Two vintage 15-ounce cans of NASCAR driver Davey Allison's Winner's Circle Chili with Beans.
So I'm buying somebody's chili.
You're buying somebody's chili. NASCAR racer Davey Allison. Vintage chili. Oh, this has never been opened. It's a can. if it was opened, it becomes garbage.
And what are the size? What's the size of it?
It's 15-ounce cans.
15-ounce.
Vintage Davey Allison's.
Who's Davey?
Who is Davey? Winner's Circle Chili with Beans. Never open. In excellent condition. Please call for information. No text or emails. For your two.
All right, I'm locked.
Okay, for a can. All right, locked.
Would you eat a can of vintage chili?
I would not.
Nope.
Would you try it?
Probably not.
A spoonful.
Not.
What
Probably
if I
not.
Paid you?
How much?
How much?
$50.
We'll talk. Maybe.
Okay. Monica,
maybe.
$50.
You said how much?
$50. Spoonful of God knows how old.
Yeah.
I mean, Davey Allison hasn't been a driver in a long time.
Very long time.
Yeah.
Excellent condition.
All right.
$50? All right, cool.
I heat it up.
I might have to buy this chili since it is local so we can eat the Davey Allison chili. Monica, what do you say?
Okay, I think $25.
$25. Antoine.
Okay, I said $21.12.
Okay. So the question becomes, did you guys bid too low or too high? And that will determine the winner. Closest to the asking retail price of $7.
Woo! Correct.
$7.
I got chili and magazines.
Yep. Yes, you do. That's a night right there.
It's a night.
Get you a stack of Playboys, eat some old expired chili. That, my friends, It's a quarantine party.
I'm about to say, it's a party right there.
That's a corona party. That's how party. We party now, Monica. Yeah, this is what we do. You have the hose house. You can go out back and water all your plants. And Antoine will be there with his magazines and his chili.
I will.
In the Craigslist Price is Right.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Matt Damon, he says that his movie Contagion should have prepared us for COVID-19. I did watch that movie, Contagion.
Was it a movie about, was it a documentary or was it a movie about just a movie?
It's just a movie, about the flu.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I suppose, but 10 years ago, how did we know? You would just assume, well, it's a movie. That's like saying...
It's just a movie, just a scary movie.
Like The Rock saying, Fast and the Furious should have prepared you for that car chase you were in. You know, how the heck would we know that?
Yeah. Well, since you put it
that
way.
And he also talks about how his daughter, his oldest, I believe, she had coronavirus.
Yeah,
yeah, well, our oldest daughter's in college. Obviously, that's been shut down, but she's in New York City. And she had COVID really early on, along with her roommates, and got through it fine. So I shouldn't say our whole family's together. Of our four kids, we've got the three younger ones, and our oldest one will reunite with her at the end of the month.
He's been in Ireland for 2 months.
Nice.
And he's still there. That was an Irish radio show that he called in because he was filming a movie when everything went down, and he hasn't traveled. He's just been there in Ireland with the family, except for the one daughter. That's basically it.
Well... I mean, I guess he's, well, as long as he's doing well.
Yeah. Well, and, he's rich. He don't care. He's probably got the nicest house in whatever Irish town. It's fun for him. He's like, cool. I'll just hang out over here. It's great. It's very good.
The Olsen twins, Mary-Kate.
Yeah.
She's going through a divorce.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Mary-Kate is just like, one person. Just to be, I don't, the Olsen twins are going through a divorce. Like,
you remember them, but she's one of the twins.
Get to be separated from each
it's
other.
It's always Mary-Kate
I know,
and
they don't. Yeah. Even now, she's 33 and she's going through a divorce right now. And the thing that's, you know, that's really devastating is that her 50-year-old husband, the banker, he's, you know, some wealthy guy, he's telling her that she needs to get out now, like by this weekend.
Yeah, he's trying to kick her out, and that's why she's filing
during
for some
quarantine.
Emergency order, because a lot of divorces have been put on hold, especially in New York, because they're saying, look, only emergency cases right now, and y'all, your divorce can wait. And she's claiming that he's going to throw her out and throw away all her stuff, which is just weird.
I mean, I want you gone.
Yeah,
so weird.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
What went down? I didn't realize until I saw that article, too. Her husband is the half-brother of the president of France.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sarkozy.
Yep. Maybe that's what happened.
I don't
know.
Maybe
there's some political drama.
I don't know. So you got to get out this weekend. Yeah, goodness.
Get out.
Pack up.
I know. You pack your stuff. You leave. Let's go ahead and kick off the day.
Set the tone for your day. It's the stay-at-home happy hour on the K92 Morning Thing.
And maybe the whole weekend. I mean, it's Friday Eve. We can just roll on in.
You start partying today.
You know, I believe if we all band together and we make a pact that tomorrow we all just collectively mail it in, then we're all on the same level.
Sign me up. Where's the petition?
Change.org. Get on it right now. Let's go ahead and kick it off. Four songs to put you in a good mood for the entire day on into the weekend. Brand new birthday scam on the other side. You can't be all hunched up over the steering wheel while you're driving. Even Monica with her short arms, she's still leaning back, baby.
Yeah.
People get into the weirdest things. 1.8 million people are on this Facebook group now where they all pretend to be what?
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Well, I have $1,000. Well, I don't have $1,000.
I'll take it.
A company.
Sold.
A company has $1,000 that they are willing to give you if you would just host what?
Okay. I don't want to host anything.
Well, you just have to host it. That's it. $1,000.
Me party. $1,000. Monica.
Well, people were at a funeral. It was interrupted by what?
It's just the freaky one with the video. Like, I don't know why I'm asking. Okay, well, go ahead. What's your story? Tell the story.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Yeah,
so,
go for it.
All right. Funeral was interrupted by what? A hand waving from the coffin. B, people running from a sneezing dog. C, flying spiders.
Okay.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with this. Spiders.
You're going with the spiders.
Flying spiders. Well,
flying spiders are creepy.
They are weird.
Yeah. I have to confess, you know, I'm playing a great poker hand here because I'm like, is that the one with the video that I've seen? Because I have seen it.
Yes.
It's the hand.
It's the hand waving from the coffin.
Oh.
And
he wasn't dead?
Yeah, so, well, he was, but the body continues to move. Hair continues to grow. Your nails and hair grows for like a couple days or so.
I guess.
Yeah, and your arms move. A lot. So apparently the family's there and first of all, I think it's weird that they have a glass coffin.
It has a window in it. I saw the video and again, because I don't know if you knew this, Antoine. I saw the video. I don't know if I'm giving that away or not. But yeah,
the video is so creepy.
And all of a sudden, yeah, in the window, you just see this, whoop, like this hand goes, hello, like, bye-bye, I'm leaving.
And people are like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on? But it was just the body's natural reaction.
Allegedly. Or so they would have you believe.
That's a quick turnaround because I just looked it up. Like, the body will move for, you know, 48 to 60 hours after rigor mortis sets in or whatever, the peak of rigor mortis. Mm-hmm. That was a quick turnaround. They were ready for this person to die.
Yeah, because the video comes from there, down in the ground. Like, they've thrown this person in the hole already. Maybe he was, no, wait.
But wouldn't you would be tempted to say, oh, my gosh, stop.
Yes, yeah. I that's what I was about to say. You got to pull the coffin back out. They double check. Yeah.
No one noticed it at the time. I guess someone was filming it because some people are weird, like Monica's mom, and they take pictures of dead bodies and videos and things like that. And so they watch the video, which is even weirder to go back and watch the video. But they watched it and whoop, saw the hand go, hello.
Yeah.
Got to dig them back
but
up.
It does make you think, like,
do you though?
Did we check everything?
Yeah. This is why you will lay me on display for a solid 4 to 5 days to make sure I have not regenerated. You never know.
I could have just been sleeping.
Maybe I'm coming back to life. That's right.
Yeah.
My sleep number bed's very comfortable, guys. I mean, not Friday nap.
It's just a deep sleep.
Coma nap, I'll tell you what. Antoine, batter up.
All right. So this company is willing to pay you. It's called Whistle Out. They are willing to pay you $1,000 to host what? Hmm. Is it A, virtual brunch?
Oh.
B, a virtual happy hour.
Mm.
Or C, virtual bedtime story reading.
Let's see. I've done the virtual happy hour. It's unpleasant.
A brunch.
Yeah, I feel like Antoine's bringing the story because I don't like brunch. So he's saying now you have to suck it up and take $1,000 to host a brunch. So I say brunch as well.
I think for $1,000, Zach, you would host a virtual brunch. And that is the correct answer. So
I would.
By the way, $10 I would host one. So yes.
And you actually have to host three.
Okay.
Three because it has to be on a variety of different chatting apps. And then you just review the apps, send it in.
Okay.
You get $1,000 and a $350 gift card to Grubhub.
All right.
I would do it.
$13.50.
So do I have to prepare a meal and I have to explain the meal to everybody, or am I just sitting there minding my own business?
Pretty much a virtual happy hour where you're just sitting around with your friends, people of your choice. Uh-huh. And you guys just talk and how you normally would do. You just have to give them all the data.
See, finally, they realize that you have to pay me to do brunch. Brunch has to be paid for. So, yeah, I'm down with that. Okay, people are so weird, man. 1.8 million. So there is a Facebook group where 1.8 million people pretend to be blank. Is it A, ants, B, snakes, C, koala bears?
I'm going to go C, koala bears.
I'm going to go C. Because people do like the fur babies, fur pet thing.
Furbies. Yeah, well, Furbies. You both be wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Ants. They
pretend
to be ants. This is so bizarre. So it kind of falls in that same line of being the cosplay and the furries and whatever.
Yeah.
But since coronavirus, this group has gone from 100,000 members to 1.8 million. They act like ants. They take orders from a queen and they discuss ant-related subjects like food on the ground and the movie Ant-Man.
I don't like this group at all.
It's so weird. No. So, for example, the queen recently posted an order to dig, and 13,000 people responded in the comments, dig.
No.
What?
You say no. Monica, I think you would make an excellent queen. Monica be the queen on here.
I just found the group.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm joining the group now.
Yeah, I think they'd love you as their queen.
Infiltrate.
Right, and you'll tell all these people what to do. And someone else, they posted found snack. It was a picture of an ice cream. They wrote found snack, need help eating. And they got 3,000 responses of people saying lick or munch as they were eating this ice cream cone.
Welcome to the colonies.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I don't want to be, I don't want to be no worker ant. I already am a worker ant in real life. But to be the queen, now that would be something.
Oh, the first letters of the words the queen must always be capitalized.
Okay.
There shall be no antarchy. Instead of anarchy, antarchy.
Yeah.
And the official theme song.
She's your queen to be.
Now dig.
Dig.
So Monica, you join and report back, okay?
Okay.
Say, I am here to be a queen.
Membership is pending
and
right now.
Nothing else. All right. Fantastic. You keep us posted. We'll see. Backwards games
I've
on
been
the way.
Already.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Wow. Oh, look at that.
Wow. That was quick. That was a quick turnaround.
That is a stringent review process right there.
Gracious.
It's a woman. Let her in. Oh, my God.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.